cold fear began working its way down my back and out to the end of my tail. Behind me, I heard Rufus laughing and calling out insults.
Hurry up, hero. I'm getting bored.
Nope.
Now what? Who had moved my bucket? Where did it go? My eyes searched the entire backyard area. I could feel my reserves of energy slipping away, and all at once, I became aware of the heat. It was so hot. I had to find the bucket. My reputation, my whole career was at stake because, holy smokes, I had just spent the last 15 minutes mouthing off to one of the meanest dogs in Texas. I was on the brink of despair and desolation when the back door opened and Sally Mae stepped out on the porch. In her right hand, she carried the bucket. Yes, the very same bucket. I identified it at once. She set it down on the porch. Boy, what a relief. There for a minute, I had feared the worst, that she had poured out my supply of precious root stimulator and wasted it on a bunch of idiot plants. But there it was, safe and sound, and now all I had to do... Mop? Why was she dipping a mop into my... And then, the terrible truth came crashing down upon my head. She had poured out my precious root stimulator and was using the container as a mop bucket. Oh, what a cruel fate to be brought down in the prime of my life by a mop.
Hurry up, cow dog. We're waiting.
Sally Mae squeezed out the mop with both hands and went back into the house. She left the bucket on the porch. I found myself staring at it. It was the same bucket I had drunk out of before, right? It contained mop water instead of root stimulator, but both were liquids composed primarily of water, which means they were very similar. If root stimulator and mop water were very similar, then perhaps they were almost the same. Who would know the difference? Not a plant, not a mop. I mean, the little cotton strands on a mop were almost identical to the roots on a plant. Both were long and stringy. Both extended downward. Both were attached to a longer stalk or stick, which extended upward. Hencely, by following the twisted path of logic, I had arrived at the startling conclusion that mop water and root stimulator were exactly the same stuff. Which meant that mop water would restore my reserves of energy, just as the plant food had done. Gee whiz, what a breakthrough! What a triumph of scientific thinking over the rubble of ordinary experience. Only one small problem remained, and it was only a small problem. I would have to make a penetration of Sally Mae's yard. That was no big deal. I'd done it before many times, and though it posed certain risks, I knew I could do it, because I had to do it.
Hey, cow dog, snap it up, will ya?
I coiled my legs under me and went flying over the yard fence. I landed on silent paws, stopped in my tracks, and listened. I could hear Sally Mae's voice inside the house. She seemed to be discussing something with little Alfred. Yes, they were discussing spilled milk. She would never know that I had broken into her yard and borrowed some mop stimulator. I crept forward. Two steps. Stop. Listen. Three steps. Stop. Listen. Four steps. And suddenly I was there, standing on the porch with the bucket looming before me. I shot glances over both shoulders, plunged my head into the bucket, and began lapping the... Stuff tasted pretty awful, but it's common knowledge that good medicine always tastes bad, and who would have thought that she would finish her mopping and spilled milk lecture so soon? Not me. I was totally shocked when the screen door flew open and struck me on the left shoulder, and it appeared that I had been caught with my head in the cookie jar. Mop bucket. Our eyes met. I licked a drip off my chin and tried to squeeze up a smile that would, explain exactly what I was doing there in her yard, on her back porch, in her mop bucket. Hi, Sally Mae. I know this looks odd, even strange, but I think I can explain everything. She stared at me for a long, throbbing moment. Then she leaned down and spoke.
You are drinking mop water.
Yes, I knew that.
And before that, you were drinking my plant food.
Right, and there was a reason for that, too. No kidding.
What is wrong with you? Can't you find a drink of plain water on this ranch?
Sure, but...
There's a creek right over there, and it's full of fresh drinking water.
Yes, I was aware of the creek. She brought her face right down to the level of my nose.
Will you please stop behaving like a moron?
I knew in my deepest heart that she wouldn't approve of a mop water kiss at that particular moment. But some strange urge caused my tongue to shoot out and give her a big, juicy lick on the... Well, on the nose-mouth region of her face. Good grief. You'd have thought she'd been bitten by a cobra the way she drew back. And screeched. Yes, she screeched at me. And then came the mop. Right across my face. Well, I could take a hint. If she didn't want me around, I would just run for my life and let the chipmunks fall where they would. I made it over the yard fence just one step ahead of the murderous mop and took refuge in some tall weeds. There I heard her say,
I'll swear that's the dumbest dog.
Boy, that hurt you. Not as much as the mop, but it opened wounds deep inside my heart and soul. Wounds that might never heal. She went back inside the house. She probably didn't realize that her cutting remarks had inflicted irreparable damage to our relationship. And she probably didn't even care.
Hey, cow dog, we're waiting.
The sound of Rufus's voice brought me back to the other crisis in my life. Had the mop water done its job? I had to know the truth. I turned to data control for a report on all internal systems. My heart sank as I scanned the report flashing across the screen of my mind. It showed low readings in all departments. Heart rate, blood sugar, oxygen, acetylene supply, energy, ambition, and cellular phonography. Even more disturbing was the presence of high levels of toxic mop water in my stomach area. My poor stomach had certainly been tested. A gooey green grasshopper, root stimulator, and now mop water. Did I feel sick? Sure. But I didn't have time to be sick. My career and reputation were hanging in the ballast. I had talked my way into a fight I couldn't possibly win, yet I couldn't walk away from it either. Well, obviously, it was time for a song, right? I mean, there comes a time in every dog's life when he bursts into singing because, well, the other things he might be doing aren't so great. Have we ever done the mop water song? Maybe not. Here's how it goes.
Never should have drunk that mop water.
Never should mop water.
Never should have tried that mop water.
Mop water, slop water, sick as a horse.
Mop water is low in calories, but it's also low in taste. It will fill your daily requirements.
requirement of spider webs, dirt, and various waste.
Never should have sampled yucky, dirty mop water.
Silly dog, stupid dog, mop water.
A bellyache can come from drinking mop water.
Belly trouble, tummy rumble, stomach upset.
If you're preparing to fight a gorilla, exercise caution and stay on your toes. If somebody says mop water will help you, he's telling a lie, so punch him in the nose.
I never should have drunk that mop water.
Never should mop water.
Never should have tried that mop water.
Mop water, slop water, sick as a horse.
Not bad, huh? I mean, for a song that I just threw together at the last moment, it was pretty darn good. Well, I gathered my few remaining shreds of energy, boy, it was hot, and made the long trudge up the hill. There was Billy's pickup just where I had left it. Rufus spotted me right away. His pointed ears shot up, and a wicked sneer worked its way across his toothy mouth.
Look who's coming back. How was the water, pal? I hope it was good, 'cause it may be the last drink you'll ever get.
I felt the harsh glare of the afternoon sun as I dragged myself to the rear of the pickup. I caught a glimpse of Plato and Beulah. Their eyes showed the terror of what was about to happen. They knew, just as I knew, that I was about to march into a battle of no return. It had to be done. I had talked my way into this deal, and I couldn't back down. It was rotten luck that my supply of root stimulator had lasted just long enough to get me into a world of trouble. But that was life. When you're head of ranch security, you don't make excuses. I jumped up into the pickup. The effort of getting there left me drained. The sun was burning me up, wilting me, sucking the energy out of my muscles and bones. I lifted my head and looked Shark Face in the eyes. Okay, Rufus, I guess it's time. His laugh sent shivers down my spine.